Good evening, everybody, or good morning, or good day. Now's the time where you will enter the land of the unknown. The things that baffle you, the mysterious concepts in life, and events that have happened that are utterly unbelievable. They are so wildly crazy, yet true. These are the things that fascinate me. See, one day, 7 years ago, I freed my mind. I believe I did that with the drug DMT, dimethyltryptamine. And when I freed my mind, I realized that I had been lied to my entire life. That school was just a mind-numbingly repetitive thing that ingrained certain thought patterns and beliefs that were actually created to make someone a slave to the system. Even worse, a mental slave to the system. That's what I have a problem with. I don't mind rules that are reasonable, but I cannot have a dogs are barking. I'm gonna come right back to the super cool stuff. So that's my intro. Yeah. Today we'll be talking about Antarctica.
So, I left a Spotify question thingy, asking people what topic they would like to hear about most. There are four choices. First one was Antarctica. Second one was, UFO sightings that I've seen and recorded and have documented. Third one was spirituality, ghosts, the afterlife, things like that. And the fourth one was the Federal Reserve and your Social Security Trust account. So let me know what you guys want to hear about in the next podcast. Right now I'm just going to kind of talk about some of my background, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about DMT and kind of how I freed my mind and opened my mind. See, what I notice about society is that they're like the news. They like to categorize people and put them in little boxes, and, you know, and that's what they are. And what that does is it limits people's scope. And people are very, have a lot of different sides to them. So you can't really just call them one thing and that's what they are. You know, it's a very judgmental, stupid way to look at people in general. How do I know this? Because I used to think like that. That's the way the news, the media gets people to kind of think. It's called program thinking. It's there's people that go in a apartment with every single magazine, every single cable channel, every single source of media, and they sit there and they plan out how to manipulate the masses through program thinking and what they're going to put in our schools and our textbooks and our fucking news and our media. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation owned by private people that basically control everything through money. That is how America controls everything, through money, through the monetary system. Okay? When I took DMT, I felt like I freed my mind. And I started seeing through all the bullshit lies, and it made me kind of depressed for a year because I was just like, I was kind of amazed at the craziness of it all. Kind of set back by that and just kind of depressed that so many people are just kind of don't question anything, just take everything for face value. Well, what, a freed mind does, see, it's like Neo taking the red pill. Like, there's people that don't question anything, they work their 9 to 5 and they just live their life. That's fine. Me, I'm not that guy. And it comes with a lot of stereotypes. So you're fucking, you know, you're a government conspiracy guy and you're this or that. Call me what you will. I am just a seeker of the truth. If you want to categorize me as anything, please understand that I am only after the truth. And that is what I seek most, is the absolute truth. And over the years, I've been able to kind of get my facts more and more pure. Anyways, so I want to talk about my first couple UFO sightings. So the first one was, I was 17 years old and I was in Oregon and I was hiking out in Bend, Oregon, and it was getting late. I was sober, very best shape of my life, and it was an 8-mile hike, so it was getting late. And I was looking over the horizon, and I see like what appeared to be like a little star just cruising around, you know, just going in all types of directions. I couldn't place my finger on it. It couldn't be a helicopter. It couldn't be a plane. It was just going in too many weird directions, stopping, going up, down. And I sat there and watched it for 20 minutes. I'll never forget it. In fact, I got a tattoo of it. So that was all fine and dandy. And I didn't really look for him after that. I mean, I just kind of like, oh, that's cool. I mean, I was hiking, and I just kind of had that view of the sky. And when you're living in the city, you don't really, like, look at the stars too much. I grew up in Long Beach, so. But sure enough, about 7-8 years when I was living in Long Beach, I saw a shitload of UFOs. And it all started on one day. It started when I was picking up some weed in North Long Beach, and I was sitting in a pickup truck with my friend Javi, and we're waiting for a guy to come out, and me and him see this giant fucking circle in the sky, this light circle, this bright light circle, and it had like this like tractor beam on another UFO that was like spewing out this like gas stuff and kind of flopping around. It looked like it was something was wrong with it. Anyways, that giant sphere had like all these weird UFO things flying around it. So that was kind of strange. And it was like a tractor beam, like almost like escorting this like fucked up UFO, like Catalina or something. That's where it was headed, towards like the water. So that was kind of strange, and after that, I felt like we were having it. And when that was happening, everybody was out in the middle of the street with their cameras, freaking out. Oh my God, what is that? You know, and I heard later they like try to chalk it up to SpaceX, but I recorded the whole thing actually, so I'll give you a YouTube link on camera. And I actually looked up some stuff and. I actually found something similar to it in LA, the same thing I saw. It looked a lot alike, and that was in like 2004. It was like an old YouTube video. I don't think SpaceX was around then, so that was bullshit. Anyways, so that night, this is all in Long Beach, by the way, Long Beach, California. So that night, I go to have my usual cigarette, and I look up, and you know, you don't think of Long Beach as a place where you see a whole lot of stars. So when you see stuff in the sky, it's pretty close to the earth because of all the smog. So after I smoked my cigarette, by the time I was done smoking my cigarette, I probably saw about 20 UFOs that night. And ever since then, I see them all the time. And I've seen tons of them. I currently live next to one of the biggest military bases in the world. China Lake, they have a weapons base, and I've seen UFOs here, and I filmed it, and I've got a lot of footage. So what I think about the sky and what's going on up there, I don't think it's matching up with what they kind of tell us, because I see all kinds of shit, and I'm not crazy. I've pointed them out to people, and like one time I was driving with my friend, and I was like, pointing at this, like, because they look like stars, basically, like light in the sky, and like these little balls of light, and like, so one time I was driving with my friend, I was like, I bet you think that's a star right there, right, John? And as I said that and pointed at it, and as he looked, the star went zoom, like from left to right, like really fast, and that made my heart jump. I was tripping out, and I was like stoked because someone else saw it too, and was like, whoa. And that wasn't the first time that something like that happened. I almost feel like they knew I was like looking at it or something like that. So that really tripped me out, man. I'm gonna be posting stuff on my website. I'll drop links. I'm gonna drop some more music, but I just wanted to share that story with you guys. You know, get the vibes going. I left a questionnaire for people for my next podcast, and I'm gonna get some people to talk with, And we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. We're going to find some truth out. We're going to get past these lies and these mirages government likes to put up, and we're going to find out some stuff. And I'm going to tell you some stuff that I found out. So there's my UFO stories.